I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us right now on the buyersafety.com hotline is the first round pick for the Dallas Mavericks. He is an international sensation, and we are ecstatic to have him on our line. It is the great, and I do mean great, Luka Doncic. Hello, Luka. How you doing, brother?
Hey, what's up? Great.
You're joined here by Corey, Kevin, and Nick, and I'm Skin of 105.3 The Fan. We're excited to have you here. Let's start. When did you kind of get a feel, Luka, that you had a chance to be a Dallas Maverick?
I mean, I heard about something before I got drafted, you know, but after my interview with ESPN, they told me you'll probably get traded to Dallas.
Did you get to keep the Atlanta hat as a keepsake of your memorable time with them?
Yeah, I got it, you know, for the memory. When I was a little kid, I always wanted to dream about being an NBA player.
And now that that day is here, has it been everything that you've hoped for?
I talk a lot to Dallas. You know, they were really, really nice to me. I really like them. I like their plans. So I'm really excited to be a Dallas Maverick.
Luka, when you talk about the Mavericks, the first thing you think about, at least everyone here, is Dirk. What do you know about Dirk, and how excited are you to get here and just get to work with him and learn from him?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, he's a legend. You know, he's a great player. He's a great person. You know, I'm just really happy I can be a part of his career and looking forward to learning so much about him.
Talk with Luka Doncic right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, Luka, you just won a championship, and the Mavericks, with their second pick, just took Jalen Brunson, who won a championship at Villanova. Man, maybe you guys should have like a championship ring party or something once you get to Dallas.
Yep. I hope. You know, I was born to win. You know, I always wanted to win. You know, when I get to lose, I'm sad. So I always want to win. Yeah.
We are talking to Luka Doncic here on 105.3 The Fan, KRLD FM, Dallas, Fort Worth. Luka, you know, we were just talking about the Mavericks just selected Brunson, played at Villanova. They won two championships in 3 years. You played in Real Madrid, and we've said many times that's the best team in the world that doesn't currently play in the NBA. Do you think your experience of playing at a high level, being one of the best players for Real Madrid, the level with which you won, does that mean that from day one you're ready to step in and immediately contribute on a very high level to the Dallas Mavericks? Do you think you're ready to be a big-time player in the NBA from day one?
Yeah, of course, you know, but I will need to work hard, you know, to be a great player in the NBA, but yeah, of course, I'm ready, you know. I've been ready for a long time, you know. I'm really excited to be in the NBA, and I'm ready to be an NBA player.
Luka, what do you know about Dennis Smith Jr., and what would you think about playing with him? How excited are you about that?
Yeah, I've seen him a lot. You know, he's a really, really good player, and I'm really excited to play with him. You know, I think we'll do great together.
We got Luka Doncic joining us right now, the Mavericks' first pick in this NBA draft in 2018. And Luka, the idea, we've kind of talked about this a lot this evening, is that the Mavericks might be looking at playing positionless basketball. Do you feel like you have a position, or do you think, you know what, I can just go out there on the court and be a player?
Yeah, like you said, I can just go out there and be a player, or whatever the coach needs, whatever the coach would like. And like I said, I think we'll do great.
Now, if you're playing great across the board, we think that will help catch the eye of Jennifer Aniston. Mm. And I wanted to know your thoughts on that, because we hear you're a fan, and here on the show, we love us some Jennifer Aniston, too.
We call her J-Ton.
Yeah, of course. I've been watching a lot of French, you know. I watch it like three times. So I'm a fan, yeah.
Well, sure. Hold on, though. Hold on, Luca. Are you a fan of Jennifer Aniston, or are you a fan of Rachel? Because I think we've got some difference here. Like, are you in love with a character on a television show or the actual woman, Jennifer Aniston, that's damn near my age? I need to know the answer to this, Luca.
I would say both. I would say both.
Okay, well, along the lines of the character, do you think that Ross was justified in hooking up behind her back? Because they were broken up, right?
They were on a break,
yeah. They were on a break, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, well, now we're getting somewhere, Luca. Do you think personality-wise, are you more like Joey Chandler or Ross?
Oof, that's hard. Oof. But I don't know about me, but my favorite was, I don't know. The three were great, but I would go with Joey.
Yeah, I thought you were more of a Joey.
Everybody kind of wants to be a Joey.
I've seen you online, Luca. You're definitely more like Joey. Hey, so tell me, as you come over here.
Toughest question all night.
Yeah. He's going to be thinking about that all night long. So as you come over here and you get acclimated to the States, I saw a fantastic piece that you did on NBA TV where they interviewed your mom. Your mom has obviously been, I mean, let's face it, you're a teenager. So are you coming over to America at 19 like Dirk did all on your own? Or is your mother going to come over here with you and help you get acclimated to the States? I'm sure you've thought about this. How is this going to work out, brother?
Yeah, I mean, we talked, you know, but we weren't, haven't decided nothing yet, you know, because this all been so quickly, you know. So on the next days, we're going to decide it.
Have you taken notice this evening of the social media sensation that your mom has become? Because people are like, man, he's a great player, and then they're hyping up your mom, too. Are you excited about that, or does she want the attention?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I was saying, you know, but I really didn't see nothing on my phone, you know. I didn't have the time to check the phone.
You're a busy guy today. I understand. Yeah. I understand. Well, we wanted to give you the heads up that people have taken notice.
Is there? We got Luka Doncic joining us right now on the NBA draft coverage on 105.3 The Fan. And is there an adjustment that you think that you're going to really need, a weakness that you think you might need to grow on whenever you get over here to play in the NBA?
Yeah, I know. First of all, everything. You know, you can improve everything day by day, working hard. But especially I work on my jump shot and my quickness, you know. That's two things, but like I said, everything could improve.
You know, it's interesting that you brought that up, Doncic, Luca, because, you know, you are, I'm looking at the numbers and it says you're a 30% three-point shooter, but I look at your shot and it looks like a better-looking shot than a 30 percentile shooter. Does that have to do with your shot selection? Does it? What do you think it has to do with? I see you. And I think in the NBA, you need to be a 37 to 38% three-point shooter minimum. How do you get there, and why do you think your percentage was not higher than it? What I think it should have been.
Yeah, I think it should be like 40%, you know, for me. And I think I'm capable of doing that, you know. But I think it's more the shot selection, you know. And two, from best in the year, I really did better, you know, working out on my shot. So I think through the year I got better.
Now, I know these discussions will happen in the days and weeks and all that, but, you know, most rookies will roll into summer league. Do you think you'll play in the summer league, or do you think you need just a little bit of a break? Because, man, you've been balling for months and months now.
Yeah, you know, I think, I started in July, you know, playing with the national team, so I've been on a lot, you know. I think I played like 100 games. But, you know, I just love basketball, you know. And we'll talk about with the team about that, and we'll see what we decide.
Now, since we got all the insight from you about the Jennifer Aniston and Joey and all that, I have to admit, I didn't follow up on the story, so I'm just going to ask you, man-to-man, is it true that you want a tiger? And if so, how do we accomplish that goal? Because I think it's a great goal.
I don't know, but that was a little bit of a joke. I would just get a dog and I would be happy.
All right, so we're talking to Luka Doncic here on 105.3 The Fan.
I'd take a Tiger, though.
Yeah, sure. I mean,
that'd be pretty awesome.
It'd be awesome, yeah.
Everybody wants a Tiger. Yeah.
I think as we're all out here power ranking the pets, we would all take Tigers. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay, so there was a fantastic article that was written about you by Mina Kimes of ESPN. She came and stayed with you guys out in Real Madrid for a little bit. And so my question that I ask you is, she said that you got in the car and you put on some American rap music, and trust me, when you get here, we're going to hang out, we'll listen to some good rap music. But you joked that perhaps your nickname should be Swaggy LD. Mm. How serious are you about that? Because I think we can get a better nickname for you than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really don't know about nicknames, you know. I need somebody to put me a good nickname. I don't have an idea to put my own nickname.
All right, we'll get that taken care of.
Skin, you want to make sure somebody else gives you the nickname.
Somebody else has got you call yourself Swaggy LD, and then suddenly you got problems.
Yeah.
But as we figure all this out, I also know that you're a sneakerhead. Do you already have a sneaker deal, or are you still looking for one, or what are we looking at there, brother?
No, I'm with Nike. You know, I've been with Nike for the past 3 years, and I have still 1 year of the contract with Nike.
Okay. All right. What are you going to wear next year? I'm assuming you don't already have a signature shoe, right?
No, I don't have.
Are you going to wear like Kobe's or KD's or something? What are you going to be wearing next year?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've been wearing Kobe's and Hyperdunk lately.
Yeah. Those are good shoes, Luca.
Yep.
Those are damn good shoes. Hey, and don't think that as soon as you get here, you have to suddenly buy cowboy boots. Only wear those if you absolutely want to. Okay, man?
Okay.
Yeah, I am kind of curious about that. What do you know about Texas? Like, because the stereotypes are that we go everywhere on horses and wear cowboy boots, and that's really not the case. Like, what do you know about our fair state?
I mean, I don't know so much, you know. Like I said, I've been just to L.A. and Santa Barbara, you know, but I will learn. They say it's hot, so I like it.
All right. Are you?
Oh yeah, it's 97 today.
Are you a fan of barbecue? Because that's something that we can really show off to you here.
Of course, I love barbecue.
There you go, Kevin. So we can show him some barbecue. We're the KNC masterpiece here.
So he loves barbecue. He's willing to improve. He wants to learn everything about the state of Texas. Mm-hmm. He knows that Ross and Rachel were on a break. He's not ready for a Tiger just yet. I feel like we got a winning combination
right here.
We
did it!
Yeah.
Yep.
And also, you know, just to be sure, get yourself allergy tested to make sure you can ride a horse just in case, because I found that out the hard way. I'm deathly allergic to horses, so I want you to make sure if you want to, that you get allergy tested first, okay?
Yeah, I want to learn that.
Luke, I'm sorry you're getting way too much information about Corey. Thank you for the time, man. This has been great. We can't wait to get you here in Dallas. Thank you for the time. Congratulations on being selected so high, and welcome to the Dallas Mavericks.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, I love you, man.
Woo! There he is.
Luca.
I don't know, did you hear that last part?
Luca, did you?
Oh, yeah, no, he heard. That's why he's like, I gotta go.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.